Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
God, and time is of the essence. Sure, you understand, and that's the reason why I have to cut the choir off. I really enjoyed the presentation, the ministration, but we are behind schedule, and our guest minister is UK based, and he has been waiting on us to cue him in. Praise God. So it's going to be virtual. He's going to be talking to us. Actually, I didn't know he was coming. He landed in Nigeria earlier in the week or thereabouts and called me, saying he's now in Nigeria. I said, wow, I wish he had come. Praise God. But he can't come because he's under quarantine. So he can't make it. And still, we're still going to go virtual. Is that okay? Reverend Victor Amosu has spoken to you about him this morning. And a great man of God. He has been coming with the Lord for many, many, many years. When I met him in the UK and we were talking, I said, sir, what happened? Why did the power die? What happened to all those things? He said, the ministers, the leaders, and everybody were not interested in those things. And so that thing just simply faded away. I'm praying that, I don't know what he's going to say. I'm not going to preempt him. But I'm very sure that from his wealth of experience, from the grace of God upon his life, you and I will be, hallelujah. So please, I want us to pay attention. I want to please, technical, are you ready to bring him up? Can you please let us appreciate the cameraman? You are going to have to praise James. Can we please appreciate the presence of Reverend Victor Amosu from the United States, from the United Kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Technical.
It's my great joy to be with us in this meeting this year in power and glory tabernacle. Who would ever think that we'll be having our meeting virtually this year? But this is what we are beginning to experience. And then, if you can hear me loud and clear in the congregation, can you just wave your hand, please, as a signal to me that you can hear what I'm saying? Can you wave your hands? All right. Thank you very much. I want to appreciate Pastor Mr. Shanibi for bringing me to be part of this meeting this year virtually. And we give God all the glory. I thank God for Pastor Bola Bello, who ministered ahead of me in this program tonight. And I was thoroughly blessed by his ministration. May the Lord increase grace unto you more and more in Jesus' name. And I want to salute the media team who have been working tirelessly to ensure that we have a wonderful reception across the globe this year. Can we appreciate them, please? Let's applaud the media team for this great work that they are doing. Can we applaud them? Thank you. And I thoroughly enjoyed the worship team as well. They ministered powerfully unto us. Their ministration is word-based, and that is awesome. I thoroughly enjoy it. Okay? Having said that, we're going to dive into the meeting now, and we trust the Holy Spirit to help us. Shall we pray? Our Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to thank you very much, Lord, for tonight. We want to appreciate you for bringing us together in the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit, because we know that distance is not a barrier to what you can do. You sent your word, and your word produces what you send. So we believe it tonight again, that as you begin to release the arrow of your word unto us, it shall perform that which you are sending it for in the life of everyone, particularly everyone that is under the sound of my voice, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give you glory because you will touch this tongue of clay to move like the pen of the ready writer, and all glory shall be yours. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Amen. I'll be speaking on the theme of this conference this year, that is, the power of the kingdom. The power of the kingdom. There is a kingdom and there is a power. The king over the kingdom is the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we break it into two kingdoms, king's domain, that is, the king that has a domain, a sphere of influence, and the influence is with power, is with ability. So we can say the power or the ability of the kingdom, the ability of the kingdom. And that is what we'll be sharing with us tonight in the next couple of minutes. And I believe that the Almighty God will bless every word that will come forth to us. I want to start from the book of Corinthians, and then we'll go around the scriptures like that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 4. Paul has this to say to the church in Corinth concerning his ministry. And he said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. In demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And we're going to, you know, look into that in details very shortly. But Paul is saying here that I'm not just a man in the kingdom that is a weakling. I'm a man in the kingdom with the ability of the kingdom, with the grace of the kingdom. I don't just talk the talk, but I walk the talk. I demonstrate the talk. I actioned the talk. I'm a proactive person of the kingdom. I don't just, you know, speak and just make people excited of the kingdom. And this is to be. This is what God wants everybody to be in the kingdom. That we demonstrate the power, the ability of the kingdom wherever we find our feet and my teaching. Please take note of that. My preaching and my teaching. And this was what was said about the Lord Jesus Christ, that his preaching was not like that of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, in that he preaches with authority. He preaches with authority, in so much that demons obey him. He was not begging demons to go. They respond to every word spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, that is what you characterize your words, your life. Your words must not be empty words. Your words must be full of life and power. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak are not ordinary words, but they are words backed by the power of God. In John chapter 3 and verse 34, John chapter 3 and verse 34, he said, he whom God sent speaks the words of God, for God has not given the Spirit to him by measure. The anointing upon the Lord Jesus. Everywhere, wherever he finds himself, the ability of the kingdom was found in him. So he said, for he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. I pray for you during this conference, you will have an immeasurable impartation of the Spirit of God for demonstration wherever you may find yourself. Be it in the marketplace, be it in your house, be it on the streets, be it on the bus, anywhere you may find yourself, you become a representative of the kingdom. And you will not be a referral person. What do I mean by that? Oh, this situation, I can't handle it. I need to refer it to my pastor. That is not what I find in the Bible. The power of the kingdom is for all believers. Can you repeat that with me? The power of the kingdom is for all believers. Thank you very much. The power of the kingdom is for me. Say that. The power of the kingdom is for me. And it is for me to demonstrate wherever I find myself. It is for me to demonstrate wherever I find myself. That is what the power of the kingdom is. And the Lord has do that. And that's why I started with, you know, Apostle Paul. He said, which means, as you teach the Spirit of the power of God to back up your teaching, in so much that people will be armed, as it were, they will give attention. I have Pastor Bellows, is what I know, in different meetings. The message is going on, and you are tweeting. The message is going on and you are yelling. The message is going on and you are Facebooking. No, sir. When you are arrested by the power of God, you are on, give God a complete attention. It is because you have not been wrapped up in the, that is why you share him with some other social media. When he gains your complete attention, you don't do any other thing. This person speaking to you is righteous. Once in a while, I good. But in order for me not to good, I take my phone away from me so that I can concentrate on what God is doing to the generation which we are enjoying right now because of distance and the situation that we find ourselves now. And because of that, many of us don't carry what I call hardware, the Bible. What we go with is the software. And I want a combination of the two. I want the software whenever it is necessary, so that the power of God can ooze out of me wherever I find myself. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 14. I can see people are receiving God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. By Pastor. Pastor Bello talked about the fivefold ministry office, and he highlights the office of and the prophetic grace that you have manifest in all believers. I like it. And Paul is saying here that manifest, you know, the God will be made manifest in us in every place. Not just in the church, not when we gather like this, in a meeting place, but anywhere you find yourself. You know, there is that song we sing, anywhere Satan is gathered, Holy Ghost fire consumes them. What comes of the oneness of you is what will consume every satanic manifestation. And so we're talking about the power of the kingdom. Friends, at the beginning of this year, was in Nigeria, December 31st to January 1st, and they were waiting for the word from the general overseer. What is God going to say to us this year? And God gave me 4 points, which it is still going on in manifestation in the world. I wish I had the full knowledge of the nugget, but you see, that is God. He speaks a word of wisdom, just a fragment of the word, and then you begin to see it being played out. Spoke to me was, it is not business as usual. And ladies and gentlemen, you want to agree with me that from January to this present time, it is not business as usual, particularly from March. I can't believe myself that I was to change the environment for 9 months. Top for technology. That nobody, continental, just like doing business as usual. I mentioned first that Ordinarily, we should come in, you know, to Akure, and the next minister that will come up in the course of the meeting, Pastor Kwame Agiri, who is in Dallas, will be ministering from Dallas to Nigeria, to Akure, by the power of technology. Get his ticket, bought the flight, and come to Nigeria, arrive in Lagos, and drive to Akure. Ditto for me, from England, come to Nigeria, and then to Akure. I told you that I'm transmitting live from Ibadan to Akure. Technology. So it is not business as usual. We're taking us out of the box. He wants us to step out of the box into what he wants to do in this end of time. Not in a conventional way, but unconventionally. That is the way by which God wants to minister to us in this end of time. And I want everybody to be acute. Time is coming, and it is now, that you will not come in a dark environment to carry out ministry. It is not business as usual. But as you go, let the aroma of God, it's like somebody that gets dressed and then you wear a good perfume. And when people move near you, they could feel the intense of the perfume, especially if it's a very sweet one, and it attracts them. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what the power of the kingdom should be in our life. It should draw people. The power of God should draw people to you for demonstration, so that you can demonstrate the power of the kingdom over sickness, over disease, over pain, over infirmity, over frustration, over limitation, whatever it may be. And distance is no barrier. You don't need to wait to tell them, come to my church. You are the church. Every one of us, born again, spirit-filled, tongue talker, blood-washed, heavenly bound. Demonstrate the power where you find yourself. Showcase the ability of God. I pray for you this week, as many others, the sound of my voice, let the power touch of kingdom that when you live, you will begin to manifest the power of God wherever you find yourself. He said, it maketh manifest. The strength of the knowledge by us in every place. You know what that one is telling me? There is no geographical boundary to the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When COVID came, it was like, oh, we will not be able to preach. And they said all the churches should be closed. Church meeting place should be closed. No service. Daniel chapter 2, verse number 4, came into operation. And we begin to use, you know, our devices to communicate the gospel. The Paul said, though I am bound, but the word of God is not bound. Glory to get us bound. We see our devices taught by our director of missions. And she called me and she said, sir, we're going to preach to our people in the Francophone. And I said, how are we going to go about that? She said, through WhatsApp. I said, what? Through WhatsApp? She said, yes. How do we go? Very simple. She said, all I need from you is just record your messages in bits. If it is for 1 hour, like I have 1 hour, 10 minutes slot to fit into bits. 15 minutes, pause, send it. Another 15 minutes, pause, send it. Another, oh my word. I said, you have lost gallantly. You can't hold down the church. That without teaching, my message was in English. She translated it into French. Cote d'Ivoire, Togo, Benin Republic, Cameroon, Central Africa Republic, Chad, France, United States of America, basically to the French-speaking community. I was dumbfounded. Why? Because the power of the gospel was still upon the world and was manifesting in the life of the hearers, making manifest the of every day. On the bus, in your hotel room. I was in Lagos over the weekend today for the quick test that I had to prove. I should have perceived something was wrong with her. And I began to talk to her. Immediately, out of her, into, and the chain was broken. Everywhere. You don't wait for people. You don't wait and refer them and say, come to PGT before you are minister to. Everywhere. Of God, of John 4, is that beloved of God, ye have of little children, you have overcome the world. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than grace. But what am I saying? The devil wants a attention with manifestation. And so when he begins to, you know, make the person roll and begins to make noise, you think that is the power? You think that is the leader? It is when the person is like, and he will look at himself and say, what am I doing in this area? What's going on here? That is what we are talking about. Making manifest the favor of his knowledge everywhere. Friends, make up your mind that as from tonight, when you leave this conference tonight, the aroma of God will be manifested in you everywhere and anywhere. Everywhere and anywhere that you may find yourself. No struggle. This is what we enjoy. John said, that which we have seen, that part, That which we have handled, declare we unto you. We're not talking theory. Any basis. The gospel should not be a story of 10,000 years. If you make reference to 10,000 years, it must be relevant in the now. In the now. Don't say, well, it is for some people. No, it is for you. Even in your profession. Somebody speak in your office, and the person come, lay hands on him, and cast out the demon. And let him resume back to office. That was what Jesus did to the mother-in-law of Peter. He entered into the house, lay hands, ministered to her, the fever left her, and she ministered to them. Instanter. I remember there is a brother in our city, in Oyo State here, Brother Tunde Okini. He has a ministry, Lester Kese. Instanter. And we work in a ministry where we said, we don't believe in God. God must answer you now. Today, Jesus will answer me. Glory to God. This is what we are talking about, people of God. That the power of God will be manifest in your life without hesitation. Without mincing words. That's what we are talking about. That the power will be manifest. Jesus did not leave a weakling church behind. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And that is what I call overpowering power. Luke 10:19. OPP. Say with me tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive overpowering power. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I receive overpowering power. And that power will be made manifest in your life tonight. And you will not be the same again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of the kingdom is for demonstration. Paul said, this power must be demonstrated. And then Jesus said, in John 1:12, as many as received him, to them he did what? He gave power, ability to become the sons of God. If you are born again, the ability of the kingdom is in you. All you need is to ask God, let there be an expression. Give me an opportunity. Give me space. Like we say in this modern day, our children today will say, give me space. Mommy, give me space. God has given you space to demonstrate his ability over kingdoms, over power. Glory to Jesus. Jeremiah 1:10. Behold, I have given you over kingdoms and nations. To break and to destroy, to build and to plant. He says, see this day, I have set you, glory to God, I have set you, I have established you, I have formed you over kingdoms and nations to pull down to break, to destroy, to build, and to plant. That is the mandate that you receive, ladies and gentlemen. And you have no choice than to demonstrate that. When he sent the disciples out, he sent them with the kingdom power to cast out demons, to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cleanse us. And we have all these situations that surrounds us today. There are people that are physically blind. There are people that are spiritually blind. And that you need to remove the scales from their eyes. That they can say, once I was blind, now I can see. A lot of people that gather in assemblies are still being bound. Why? Because the perfect liberty of the world has not been preached to them. And that is why God is bringing us into this atmosphere in this conference this year. And Jesus said in Luke, I refer to Luke first, in Luke chapter 24 and verse number 46, he said, go and wait for the promise of the Father. Wait until you are imbued. Wait until you are enveloped with the power from on high. He said, go wait. And it is when you get this, then that you cannot go out and begin to preach the gospel. Luke chapter 24 and verse 29. He said, behold, I send you the promise of the Father, but tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with the power from on high. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 8, he said this, Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, a lot of things is in my spirit to release. Acts chapter 1, and verse number 8. What did Jesus say? He said, you will receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. The power of the kingdom will come upon you as the Holy Spirit come upon you. And then you begin to demonstrate. And we see the demonstration immediately that the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit. Peter preached his first message and 3,000 souls were converted. One message, 3,000 souls. Why? The power of the kingdom. In chapter 4, he preached again. 5,000 souls. Between chapter 2 and chapter 4, 5,000 souls. So when the power of the kingdom comes upon you, it has the ability to convert sinners. The power argument we go, all they will do we be men and brethren. What shall we do? And Peter did not miss it. He said, this is what I've been waiting for. Repent! I pray that message will come back again. The message of repentance. There are many people who have answered altar call, but they don't have encounter with the gospel. Ask them, what is their experience? Well, I'm just going to that church. That is their salvation. There is no circumcision of the heart where they can say, once I was blind, now I can see. They still fool around. But there was a turnaround in the life of these people. 3,000 souls. First message. The second message, 5,000 souls. In a twinkling of an eye, we have 8,120 souls added to the church. And the Bible records that daily souls that will be born again are being added to the church. The power of the kingdom converts souls. What else can this power of the kingdom do? Oh, in Acts chapter 3, verse number 6, the power of the kingdom brings the miraculous and it brings healing. A man born lame from his mother's womb. The Bible did not tell us the details of what happened to him, but he was born lame. His hands flat, the legs flat. He became a liability. But when the power of the kingdom in Kaparadokasaya entered into Peter, he saw him and he said, "This is a problem. And I'm a son. May God make you a solution." That when they have problems, they say, "Go and call Brother Kende." When they have problems, they say, "Go and call Sister Titi." And Sister Titi is not going in her power. Sister Titi is going in the power of the Holy Spirit that resides in her. That's what we're talking about. And Peter said, another opportunity. And he looked at John and he said, "John, what do you think about this?" He said, let's demonstrate the power of the kingdom. And he said, "Listen, guy, sister, look at us. What you are asking, we can't even give you. But we have something that is far better. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And I declare the same to you. That man on the inside of you that is lame, I declare, rise up and walk." And you will not be limited again. The Bible said, Peter went to him, lay hands on him, the power of God touched through, because your hands are blessed. Your hands are not ordinary hands. I wish you know that. This is one of the things we teach in our school. Laying on of hands for deliverance, for healing, for impartation. And we sing that song, "My hands are blessed with the blessing of God. Anyone I touch surely must be blessed. Anything I touch surely must be blessed. My hands are filled with the blessings of God." These are the songs that we sing, you know, in the 70s. I mean, inspire us. We are looking for opportunity to disgrace the devil wherever he may be found. The power of the kingdom. I can't remember which particular year, but it was shortly before I got married in 85, 86. There is this woman in Ibadan. We call her Mama Ferry. She was the first lady saxophonist in the kingdom. So she would play her saxophone and people get delivered. The impartation came upon her daughter. But there was this particular day I had to visit their house. And I was going, it was around 10 p.m. or so. And as I entered into that area, the vigilante, you know, the man was asleep, but he had me coming singing. He woke up, was terrified, and he was going to cut his then gone. I said, "Stop in the name of Jesus." Don't try that with, you know, other uniformed men. They are trigger-happy people. Otherwise, they can waste somebody's life. The man stopped. And I said, I'm not a threat to this community. This is where I am going. Lead me to the place, and when you get there, announce my name. I said, Brother Victor is around. Immediately, the heart inside, she came out. I said, ah, Brother Victor, no. That is the power of the kingdom. That is the power of God. And that power is still available today. The power, the Pentecostal power is just the same, no matter what they say. The power of the gospel, the word of God, will never lose this power. Said, that which I have, I give unto you. That's in chapter 3. And in chapter 4, the authority said they should not preach the gospel again. And they said we cannot bother the people. And after being beaten a little, they went to their company. I like that. Do you have a company? Do you have people that you relate with in the faith? Do you have prayer partners? Do you have people that you study the word of God together? Do you have people that I call ISI, iron sharpened iron? Do you have people that you can challenge yourself into praying together? The power of the kingdom in the place of prayer. The Bible records that when they began to pray, there was tremor. There was earth movement. Can there be a supernatural manifestation where you gather today that will begin to see the manifestation of the power of God? Many of us have mechanical tonguing. That has no power. The devil cannot even be moved by your tongue. That's your prayer language. Why? Because it is devoid of the power of God. It is devoid of the power of God. The resurrection power. There was earth movement. And in chapter 5, the power of the kingdom destroyed deception. Peter brought judgment down on Ananias and Sapphira by the design of the Spirit. Pastor Bello was talking about the giftings earlier on. And I want to challenge everybody that wants to demonstrate the power of the kingdom to tarry before God and to see that the giftings is upon your life. Couple of days ago, I was going through the materials in the house, and I stumbled on a questionnaire that was given to me to serve in the ministry that I was working with them. I was amazed by what I saw and the question that was asked as a worker in that ministry. One of it was, are you born again? Yes. What year? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Yes. What year? Do you have the giftings of the Spirit manifesting in your life? Yes. How many? And in what area would you say the Holy Spirit manifests easily in your life? as a worker before I could be admitted into that ministry to serve as a worker. I said, boy, this is it. Of course, it's one of the criteria that we give to people that want to work with us in our ministry. You must be born again. You must be spirit-filled. You should have the ability to pray in tongues for 1 hour, non-stop. And that is how you generate the power of the kingdom. And I can go on and on with different demonstrations of the power of the kingdom in the book of Acts of the Apostles. I'll give you one more. Glory to Jesus. One second, please. Corruption. That's Nigerian factor, isn't it? I show you an example. In the book of Acts, there was a crusade going on in Samaria by Philip the evangelist. And the Holy Spirit said to him, leave that revival and go to the desert and go and meet one man. That is the power of the kingdom. Very strategic. It is not limited to one place. And he went to meet the exchequer of Candace, the minister of finance, who came to Jerusalem, very religious, reading the scripture, but have no understanding. And that is the challenge with many today. And I pray that the eyes of your understanding will be opened to the power of the kingdom that is resident in you, and you will no longer be a beggar. Many of us are beggarly Christians. But when you have an understanding of the power of the kingdom, you will cease to be a beggar. He went down to the desert and he met this man and he preached the gospel to him from where he was reading in the book of Isaiah. And immediately after, he got him baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now hear this. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 39. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord translated Philip. Not to Samaria, but to Azotus. What we call Philip's ticket. A man operating the power of the kingdom cannot be limited by geographical boundaries. He finished his assignment with that purpose. There was no transportation. The Holy Spirit transported him. I pray you will come to that realm in your life where nothing can limit you. Finances cannot limit you. Health cannot limit you. Okay? Your environment cannot limit you. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord. And I pray that Spirit will come upon you during this conference and it will make you unusual. People cannot predict Can you imagine? People are still waiting for Philip. Holy Spirit has transported him to Azotus. And getting to Azotus, hear what the scripture says, verse 40. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all cities. Passing through, he preached in all cities. Why? Because the power of the kingdom is in him. He did not stay. He passed through all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Nothing can stop him. Nothing. The power of he was like this devil that is intoxicated. And he said, listen, I can't keep it. Everybody, you are confronted. Do you know the way of Jesus? Are you going to church? Churchianity is not Christianity. Christianity is healthy. See! And they will see the kingdom in you. So, I'm asking you tonight that you will challenge yourself and ask that, Lord, I want this power of the kingdom. I will not leave you until I can see a manifestation of the power of the kingdom in my life. They tarried in the upper room until the power come down. Be like Anna and said, it is not business as usual. I must get something. Make up your mind at the beginning of this conference that I must get something. Have an objective. Aim at something. You aim at nothing, you get nothing. Aim at something that I'm going to get from this conference. That when they ask me, I'll be able to tell. One of my mentors in secondary school, he would take us for camp meeting. Campground in Lagos. And there, you will pray until the power comes. And thank God for the evangelical grace. Nobody will not be allowed to leave the tabernacle. You will pray until you encounter God in salvation. You will pray until you encounter God in sanctification. You will pray until you encounter God in the baptism of the Holy Spirit with initial evidence of speaking in tongues. You will pray. The power of the kingdom. I pray that you will encounter that in this meeting. In Acts chapter 16, Paul started. I just jumped. Okay? And he got to this place and met with this lady who was talking about the power of God in their life. From Acts chapter 16, from verse number 16. The Bible says, this lady was following them, but it was with a... accurate. But Paul was not comfortable. I said, something is wrong somewhere. Something is wrong somewhere. What spirit is mixing up with us? I'm sure this why nowadays she will pass her prayer secretary. Not Paul. Paul was not settled. That was it. He was wrestling in his spirit What is going on? Until he was able to put his finger to it that this is a spirit of divination. And he had to cast that spirit out. And that opened the door to Asia for him. The manifestation. You see, I can testify to this because we have seen doors of nations, of continents, open to us by the power of the gospel. Demonstrating the ability of God in nations. And the devil cannot have any gainsay. So, you want the gates of nations open to you? Let the power of the kingdom begin to be manifest in your life. Start from where you are. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Wherever you are, this happy is not for money, but to advance the kingdom, to depopulate the kingdom of darkness, and to increase the kingdom of God. That is why we are equipped with the power. I know, and I see the power of people in that congregation tonight, because you are not the same again. You are not the same again. The power of the kingdom is coming on you, and it is working mightily in your life. And I know that the Almighty God will help you, and you will never ever be the same in this meeting. The power of the kingdom opened nations. The power opened nations. Now, let me taxi to towards the end, and then we begin to pray. Now, the power of the kingdom make you a consultant. The power of the kingdom make you a consultant. And that is Acts chapter 28. See, I've jumped so many. And I've come to that place because of time. Bible said when they got to that place, I'm reading Acts chapter 28 from verse number 7. It said, in the same quarter were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. Oh boy. I don't want to dwell on that, but that is part of the benefits of the power of the kingdom. When they begin to see what God is doing in your life, what you do not solicit for, people will give you. People will bless you with it. I don't think about what I will wear any longer. I don't think about what I will eat any longer. There is more than enough provision. More than enough. More than enough. So they were received courteously. These were prisoners. But when they saw the power of God demonstrated in the life of Paul, they said, hey, he's a diplomat. May that grace come upon you. When they are treating other people shockingly, they say, no, this man is different. When they talk to other people, they say, no, you can't just talk to this man anyhow. That is a carrier of the power of the kingdom. Verse 8. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. A prisoner become a consultant. Why? Because of the power of the kingdom. He was not bemoaning himself. Many people have been bemoaning themselves during this pandemic disease. But it is an opportunity for you to demonstrate the ability of God that is in you. There was healing. The Bible said in verse number 9, it says, so when this was done, others also, like that, which had diseases in the island, came and were healed. So you become a consultant. When the power of God is manifesting in you, and people can be bothered wherever they are, and they are ready to open up their secrets to you. I will not count of secrets when, if I begin to tell you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, as I'm talking now, food coming for me. I don't even know who brought it. That is a demonstration. I don't think about what I'm going to eat any longer. I don't think about what I'm going to wear any longer. Because I live for the kingdom. Brethren, when you live for the kingdom, you will enjoy the benefits of the kingdom. My secretary just brought in a book. I don't know what is inside. But that is just a confirmation to you. Live for the kingdom and you will enjoy the benefits of the kingdom. People began to come. This is not abracadabra. I'm praying for you tonight because distance is no barrier. Receive the impartation of the power of the kingdom in your life for demonstration. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive the power of the kingdom in your life for manifestation. Receive the impartation. As many as desire it, receive that impartation tonight. By the grace that is upon me, I release it upon you. As many as desire the manifestation of the power of the kingdom. Can you just raise your hand? And I pray for you in this moment. Makoparate. I want the power of the kingdom. Thank you. I can see people standing. Ikapakataya. Marakasakatayade. I don't claim again. Receive the power of the kingdom that has anointed come on you, because there's no distance in the realm of the spirit. As many as are thirsty for the power of the kingdom to show forth the demonstration. I don't want to preach ordinarily. I don't want to speak ordinarily. I don't want to pray. I don't want to sing ordinarily. I don't want to read the Bible ordinarily. I want the power of the kingdom to back it up. If you can pray in that supernatural language, begin to pray, because the power of God is being released right now. Distance is no barrier. Somebody said you minister deliverance through this virtual. I say yes, there is impartation virtually. And that power is flowing right now. The resurrection power, the kingdom power is entering into you. Not Kabbalah, not abracadabra, the power of the kingdom. The Lord has prepared me for this season, a kaparati. And I want you to seize this season as many as want the power of the kingdom, a kaparati. I want you to leave your seat and go to the altar and lay before the altar and say, power of the kingdom fall upon me. Yes, you want the power of the kingdom. Leave your feet and go to the altar and cry out and say, power of the kingdom, fall upon me. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. That you will not live an ordinary life anymore. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Take no thought of your life, what you will eat or what you will drink. Receive a power. There is somebody in that auditorium there. That power has been operating in you, but somehow it's waned. It's going to come up. That river is coming up. That river is coming up. The river of the Spirit is coming up, and you want me to tell again, the power of the demonstration of the kingdom is coming on you. Ability to demonstrate the power of the kingdom to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to transform lives, to bring smile to lives, to give people beautiful ashes. Is coming on you. Say, I receive it in the name that is above every other name. I receive that impartation. Keep on praying. I'm not asking you to stop. Make up a kataya. That's it. Irata poko soko to ye. Mareka sukariate tabarata. Reka pakataliate. The power of God, the power of the kingdom is bringing a new release into your life. There is somebody there. They have rejected you somewhere. They are going to call you back now. They are going to call you back. You will receive a letter electronically. But they are calling. Thank you, Father. There is somebody. You feel dry on the inside. But I tell you, a fresh water is coming to you right now. Drink it and be satisfied. Zomo katalamayata. Ekepe koto kapakatayade. You will not become ordinary. You are not ordinary anymore. As from tonight, there's an impartation on your life. Let the light flow. Thank you, Father. There is a lifting that is coming. There is a couple. Your ministry should be characterized by power. If you are there tonight, join your hands together. There is a particular couple. Your ministry needs the demonstration of the power of the kingdom. Join your hands together and that impartation will flow. Say kaparati. Maraka sukoroba kasakaya. Rekapakotoporia kapakataya. Jeketetetele. I can feel it. My right hand is vibrating here. Rekapakotoporia. The couple receive a power. Thank you, my Father. Let the scale fall off your eyes and you begin to see into the spirit realm. You are not the same again. Thank you, precious Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. If you are in that meeting tonight, and you are not born again, and you are under the sound of my voice, I want you to pray. I say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. And let the power of sin be broken from your life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And if you are a backslider, ask the Lord, create in me a new spirit. Create in me a new spirit. Restore the spirit in me. Holy Spirit, sanctify freely. Restore the spirit of me, that I will not be the same again. Thank you, my Father. Lord, we give you glory. We appreciate you for your visitation in this meeting tonight. Lord, it will go higher. It will not stop. Every other speaker coming will begin to build up until we get to the peak of this conference, and we will not be the same again. Glory to Jesus. We thank you, Father. We adore you. Appreciate you, Heavenly Father, for this conference this year. Everyone that will enter into the auditorium will encounter your power in the name of Jesus. Everyone that will sit on each seat will encounter your power in the name of Jesus. The power of the kingdom will saturate the atmosphere, and it will knock out indiscipline. It will knock out deception. It will knock out unrighteousness. Holiness will become our house. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Go back to your seats and give the Lord a big clap offering for meeting with us tonight. Give him a big clap offering. Appreciate him. Give the Lord a big clap offering. Appreciate him. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much, sir. How you can hear me? Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, sir. We're blessed. But before we go, I perceive we need to do two things. Hallelujah. We need to make a commitment that for the rest of this year, one major prayer point you will pray. You can pray others, but this one you will not fail to pray. That the Lord will fill you with power. You need it. You need that to consume you, to become an overriding desire that God will fill you with power in the name of Jesus. And when that power comes on you, you will know. Some of you will speak and your words will convict people. Some of you come into a place and people will be convicted. Some of you will pray for the sick and the sick will recover. Some of you will enter into the prophetic. Pastor was speaking about the prophetic. It's easier for you to walk in the prophetic. I find it easier to walk with deliverance. Do you understand me? It's easier for me to pray for deliverance than to walk in the prophetic. Amen. Some of you may just, healing may become easy for you. Are you with me? Some of you, walking is miraculous may be easy for you. I want us to pray and ask God, Lord, show me where I fit. Show me that thing that will make me to be peculiar. We can't be jack of all trades. There is an area that God, it will be stirring your heart. A desire. If you don't have a desire, ask the Lord, put a desire in my heart. Put a desire in my heart. Put a desire in my heart. I want to stop living like a normal human being. Like a mere man. I want to begin to work and to operate in the power of the kingdom. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we prayed. Can we just raise a prayer and to pray for Baba that the Lord will increase him and replenish him. He has been a blessing to us. Can I just send a word of prayer that the Lord will be with his family and the Lord will preserve his going and his coming in the name of Jesus. We are grateful, Lord, for your servant that has been used today to inspire us, has been used to steer us up. Pray, Lord, that you will increase him more and more, and more doors will open, and your power will flow through him to be a blessing than ever before in the name of Jesus. Let his ministry grow. Cause it to grow. Open more doors. Strengthen his heart and grant him sound health in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.